Text number 2627. Sadbhave sadubhave cha. Sad itye tad prayujyate. Prashaste karmani tata. Satchabda partha yujyate. Yagya tapasi dane cha. Stiti sad iti chochyate. Karma chaiva tad artyang. Sad itye vabhidhiyate. Synonyms, sat-bhave, in the sense of the nature of the Supreme. Question, what is the nature of the Supreme? I'm looking for three words. Sat-chit-ananda, that's the nature of the Supreme. You'll find this phrase, nature, or Krishna says, my nature, he attains my nature. The Mayavadis would say, see, you become Krishna. No, no, no. Krishna says you attain my nature. Nowhere does Krishna say you become me in the Bhagavad Gita. That's the Mayavadi interpretation. No, you achieve Krishna's nature. And Advaita Chandra, well, again, what is Krishna's nature? Right. Well, the nature is Satchidananda. Yeah, Vigraha. You never get wrong by saying Vigraha. But Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. Very good. Next word, Sadhu Bhave. In the sense of the nature of the devotee. Okay, now next question. Yes, the soul is also Satchit Ananda. But what would be the best answer for the nature of a devotee? I need a better answer. You're right, pure goodness. What is the nature of a devotee? What's a... Yes, that's the answer I'm looking for. Yes, because what is... Lord Chaitanya defines the living entity as Nitya Krishna Das. He's the eternal servant of Krishna. So the nature of a devotee is to serve Krishna. And there are two possible answers. What is the best example of a devotee? Two answers equal. Who is the best example? Better than the gopis? Radharani. What's the other answer? Lord Chaitanya. We got Lord Chaitanya? Come on. Yes, because he's Radha and Krishna combined. Yes, the topmost. Yes, I could see why you said Prahlad. Because there's a chapter, the best example of devotee, so you get your ding for that. But the topmost, topmost, yes. Okay, let's continue. Cha, also, sat, the word, sat, oh, excuse me, the word sat. Yes, in the Bible there's this phrase, in the beginning was the word. That's one chapter of the Bible begins like that. I think it's the chapter called John, the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word. So that's true. Because the creation began when Lord Brahma heard what two syllables? Tappa. And then he heard the sound of Krishna's flute enter his ear. Out came Gayatri. And then Narayan appeared to him and spoke to him the four nutshell verses of Bhagavatam. Okay, next word. Iti, thus. Etat, this, prayujyate, is used, prashaste, in bona fide, karmani, activities, tatha, also, sat shabda, the sound sat, partha, O son of Pritha, true or false? I'm going to ask a question, true or false. Could you say all the five Pandavas can be addressed as Partha? Why? Only three. Okay. Why is that? Huh? So who are the three that are can be called Partha? Yudhishthir, Arjuna, Bhima. So Nakul and Sahadev cannot be called. Who was their mother? Okay. You have defeated me. Jai. Okay, good. Yujyate is used. Yagye, in sacrifice. Tapasi, in penance. Dane, in charity. Cha, also. Sthiti, the situation. Sat, the supreme. Iti, thus. Cha, and. Uchyate, is pronounced. Karma, work. Cha, also. Eva, certainly. Tat, for that. Arthiyam, meant. Sat, the supreme. Iti, thus. Eva, certainly. Abhidhiyate, is indicated. Please repeat. The absolute truth is the objective of devotional sacrifice. And it is indicated by the word sat. The performer of such sacrifice is also called sat. As are all works of sacrifice, penance and charity, which, true to the absolute nature, are performed to please the Supreme Person. O son of Pritha. So let's look at this verse carefully before we go to the purport. So, the absolute truth is the objective of devotional sacrifice. But what if I was to say to you, fruitive activities is the, or no, elevation to the heavenly planets is the objective of devotional sacrifice. Huh? No. What would you say? What kind of devotional service is that? Was that? What else? You could say what other, how, what kind of devotional sacrifice would that be? If my intention is to go to the heavenly planets, then you could say what kind of devotion that is. No, pure goodness. Heavenly planet. You could say it's material bhakti. You may recall that I have mentioned several times how Kapila Dev in Canto 3 mentions there are 81 different kinds of devotees. Because how many modes of nature are there? How many modes of nature? 3 times 3 equals 9 times 9 gives you 81. So there are 81 different kinds of devotees. So some are in the mode of ignorance. They're devotees. They're doing devotional service, but they're influenced by tamagun. What's an example? What's a symptom? They do their service, but in an angry mood. This is explained by Kapila. And they're always putting other people down and trying to show, I am the real devotee. You guys are all neophytes. Can't you see? Bow down to me because I am Narantara Maharaj. Then there is devotional service in the mode of passion where you want name and fame. You have to be the first one getting the ghee lamp. You have to be always up front, and your name, you have to have the mic all the time, and you're always there, right? And you make sure everybody sees that, see me? See I'm doing, see me? Then there is devotional service in the mode of goodness, that you do it out of duty, and you don't advertise yourself, and your intention is you want to become free from material contamination. And then the best kind of devotional service is the kind of devotional service out of love. And you're simply doing it, and the example of Kunti when she prays, like the Ganges flows to the sea, let my devotion be to you unobstructed like that. So 81, Kapila Dev says there's 81 different kinds of devotees who are doing this mixed or material devotional service. Okay, now there is a verse in chapter 4, I believe, that's very similar to this verse. I will find that verse later and you'll see how that verse in chapter 4 is very similar. How the performer is sat and the everything is eternal, sat, everything is true. I'll find that verse later. Let's go to the purport. Are you ready? The word prashaste karmani, or prescribed duties, indicate that there are many activities prescribed in the Vedic literature which are purificatory processes, beginning from the time of conception up to the end of one's life. What is the term we use for that? What are those activities that samskars, right? The first one that Prabhupada's referring to is Garbhadan samskar, right? And all the way to the end for the funeral. Such purificatory processes are adopted for the ultimate liberation of the living entity. In all such activities is recommended that one vibrate Om Tat Sat. Everybody say? The words Sadbhave and Sadhubhave indicate the transcendental situation. Acting in Krishna consciousness is called Sattva, and one who is fully conscious of the activities of Krishna consciousness is called sadhu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter, verse 25, so that would be spoken by Kapil Dev, it is said that the transcendental subject matter becomes clear in the association of devotees, which is why we do these programs for the past 20-odd years or so. It's all about in the association of devotees. The words used are satang prasangat. So the verse Prabhupada's referring to, let's see if I remember. Satang prasangam mama virya sangvado bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata taj joshanat ashu apavarga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. That's the verse that he's referring to. 3:25:25. Kapila Dev is speaking to who in that canto? Mother, what's her name? Devahuti, exactly. Because her husband has left and taken sannyas, even though he has God as his son. Amazing. If I had God as my son. But Kardama Muni said, no, I have to take sannyas because it is my duty. He had to do that. He explained that to Kapila. So Kapila stayed, took care of his mother. She asked the questions, and therefore we have that whole section, the end of the third canto, all about the questions and answers of Devahuti and Kapil. Without good association, one cannot achieve transcendental knowledge, which is why Prabhupada started ISKCON. He started ISKCON so that you would have the ability to have devotee association. Because by yourself, on your own, good luck. Maya is too strong. And Prabhupada said, you cannot imitate Haridas Thakur and think you're going to go to a cave. And who's going to go to a cave now anyway? Maybe in Afghanistan you can find a cave. No, let's be practical. So Prabhupada created ISKCON and his temples and life membership program and all the different things so that people would have an opportunity to have association. And that's something to remember. Why am I going to the temple? Just to ring the bell? No, I'm going for seeing the deity, yes. Get to the association of devotees. And another big thing is there has to be philosophy. Not that I just go, ring the bell, go home. Okay, I went to the... No. You have to hear some transcendental knowledge. which is why Prabhupada emphasized there has to be class. Kamlesh has been preaching for umpteen years, knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. So he understands that point also. You all do anyway. You all understand that. There has to be a class. Kirtan's okay, but just kirtan? No. Kirtan, and there has to be some philosophy. Let's continue. The words used are satang prasangat. Without good association, one cannot achieve transcendental knowledge. When initiating a person or offering the sacred thread, one vibrates the words Om Tat Sat. Similarly, in all kinds of performance of yajna, the object is the supreme, Om Tat Sat. The word Tad Arthiyang further means offering service to anything which represents the supreme, including such service as cooking and helping in the Lord's temple. So that's also important. Some of you, Bharati, you are doing lots of service in that pujari room, are you not? So you are doing Om Tat Sat, that activity. It's not that just the pujari is doing. No. Even Prabhupada said, he wrote to one of his sannyasis. The sannyasi must have asked a question. Prabhupada said, he who is sweeping the temple floor is as good as the person offering the arti. Not that, hey man, I'm the big Brahmin. Now you're just the sweet. No, no, no. Everybody is equal. They're all doing devotional service. Okay. Including such service as cooking and helping in the Lord's temple, or any other kind of work for broadcasting the glories of the Lord. There you go, Kamlesh. There is your approval for what you've been doing. Broadcasting the glories of the Lord. So you got your sanction. The words, the supreme words, Om Tat Sat, are thus used in many ways to perfect all activities and make everything complete. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, please.